So industrial relations, this is the relationship that is between the employer and the employee. And you kind of want to have a good industrial relation here between the two of them, because it's important that if the relationship is good, then staff will be happy in their job. They'll like coming in, turning up for work, doing their best for their business, doing the best for the manager. So staff absenteeism, people not turning up will be low. Staff turnover, which is people leaving the job, will be low as well. So good industrial relations will equal happy staff. If staff are happy, then they're going to be motivated. They're going to be motivated to work harder. They're going to be motivated to come up with new ideas. They're going to be motivated to do what's set out in the contract of employment and maybe do a little bit extra. And more motivated staff means more productivity and more profit for the business. So they're your good industrial relations. Okay, so staff will be happy. If staff are happy, then they're motivated. And motivated staff means more productivity and more profit for the business. On the other hand, if you've got poor industrial relations, so if this relationship between the employer and the employee is poor, then you'll have high staff absenteeism. So this is when people don't turn up for work. You'll have high staff turnover. So this is when people leave a job because they're unhappy. And it'll lead to more disputes and possible strikes in the business, which is not good. So you've got good industrial relations and bad industrial relations. So good industrial relations, you'll have happy staff. Happy staff equals motivated staff. And motivated staff equals more productivity and more profit for the business. If you have poor industrial relations, that leads to high staff absenteeism, people not turning up for work, high staff turnover, so people leaving the job, and it can lead to disputes and possible strikes.